Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study, Galatians chapter 1, we finished the study of verses 11 through 17. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts with verses 18 through 24 today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready. We're in Galatians chapter 1, and we're going to start the last part of chapter 1, the light of grace, verses 18 through 24. So please have your good Bibles, a King James Bible, and be ready to follow along in your Bible and take notes and write things down. You may have a question that you may want to write us about and ask about as we go through this lesson over the next few days, and I hope that you will, and let us hear from you. Now, again, let me try to encourage you to be a part of the Lamp and Light broadcast ministry. You say, oh no, here he is asking for money. No, I'm not asking for money right now. I'm asking for you to actually send your tithe to your local church. And then if you're on a radio station that is true to the word, a good fundamental station, and we're on several of them, then let the station also be included in that. But that's not what I'm asking. I'm asking for the Lamp and Light broadcast for two things. One, that you pray for us, but number two, that you tell others about us. Get others to listen in. Share something that you learned from our broadcast with others. You see, we do not pay advertisement in your hometown. We do not pay for people to listen to us. As a matter of fact, all stations we're on, we're paying to be on. So it's not that we're paying for advertising, because we're not. So if you will, tell others about us. Get others listening. Tell your pastors about us. And let this be a part of your ministry for the Lamp and Light broadcast to tell others. And we'd appreciate that so much. And then another thing about it, we love to hear from our listeners. So if there's something that's a special blessing or a question to you as you listen throughout the broadcast day, write us. We want to hear from you. Now, the Lamp and Light broadcast is designed to take the listener through the book of the Bible, verse by verse. Of course, we use the old King James Bible, since it was translated from the Wright manuscript, the Textus Receptus of the New Testament, and the Masoretic text of the Old Testament. So since it's the right one, the right translation, that's what we use. We stick to the fundamentals of literal instead of allegorical interpretation of Scripture. Speaking the truth in love is our motto. My intention is to teach the Word of God as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. And so I hope that you will do that. The Lamp and Light broadcast began in April of 2000, and I hope that this program and this daily meeting together Monday through Friday will be a great benefit to you. Now, one other thing that I want to share with you before we get started into today's broadcast, July 27th through the 30th is the National Sword of the Lord Conference. That's a Monday through Thursday. And that is located in Walkertown, North Carolina, which is just outside of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. On the Sword of the Lord website, which you can Google that and go right to it, but I believe it's swordofthelord.com, to be honest with you, but I don't have it in front of me, so I'm not real sure, but if you Google it, you'll find it in a hurry. If you go on their website, you can click on to conventions or meetings or something of that nature. And once you find out about that, then you can find motels that they were able to line up to give you a discount for coming to the Sword of the Lord conference, and you can stay at a reduced rate. And so it's a good time for you to be around the Word of God as well as just to get away for a week. And so let me encourage you to come to the Sword of the Lord conference. Dr. Shelton Smith, the editor of the Sword of the Lord, does a tremendous job in lining up men of God who speak in that conference. And you say, well, I don't like this one person. That's all right. There's going to be about 15, 16 different men that'll be preaching that week. And so you'll hear someone, and it'll be a blessing to your heart. I know there's things for the ladies to do there as well. We have some ladies' meetings. There are some things such as bus meetings. There are the meetings that Dr. Smith sets with pastors, and he gives them good instructions. I've learned much from just those afternoon meetings with him. So be part of the Sword of the Lord conference. It begins on July the 27th at 7 o'clock p.m., and then there's each night at 7, and then each morning, 10 o'clock is the first sermon. 9 o'clock, there are various things that you can do. There's always a lot of stuff around there. They have a gymnasium filled with various vendors that sell Christian books, other Christian materials. There's Christian colleges where you can have them all right there in one group and ask questions. So many other things that are there. And I just can't say enough good things about the Sword of the Lord conference. I tell you what, that's one of the highlights of this preacher's year. And I hope that you will go there. And if you see me, say hello and let me know that you listen to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, if you have your Bibles, now we're in Galatians chapter 1. And we're beginning with verse 18 through 24 that we have called the light of grace. Now, as we look at the light of grace, we first look at who Esau in verses 18 and 19. Now, don't forget, this is the Apostle Paul giving his testimony, and he talks about after his salvation, how he did not confer with flesh and blood. He went up to Jerusalem to them that were apostles before him, and then he went on to Arabia and returned again into Damascus. And now in verse 18, he takes up with, then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. But other of the apostles saw I none, save James, the Lord's brother. Now, this is a very interesting part, and I guess there are things that's more interesting to one pastor than it is another. And this is one of those places where it's probably a little bit more interesting to someone such as myself. But he says, after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter. Now, to see Peter is interesting. The word see in the Greek has in its root of the word from which we get our English word history. And so he's going up to give a testimony of what has gone on over the last 3 years. He's talking to him. He's telling him a story of the last 3 years. So he goes to Jerusalem to relate his story to Peter. Now, by this time, he already knows that Peter opened the gospel to the Gentiles there in Acts chapter 10. And so he's aware of that. And so with his ministry now and what God's call is on him, he says, you know what? God's used Peter getting the church started there in Acts chapter 2 and so forth. As he looks at all of those things, now he is going to Peter to talk to him and let him know about the things that the Lord has done for him. Now, can you imagine Peter and Paul in the same room talking together? Tell you what, you heard the old phrase, the old saying, wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall? Well, I would have liked to have been a fly on the wall listening to that conversation. What a tremendous thing that must have been to have those two talking and rehearsing what God had done. It's not so much about what I have done. Oh, no, they talk about what the Lord has done. And so he goes to see Peter up in Jerusalem after the three-year period. And this is why we also, by the way, look at somebody like this and we say, well, you know, he went to the desert for 3 years and spent some time with God. In our church, we like to check on every missionary who presents their work. And so we have them come by. We don't just send our money into a special kitty somewhere in another state and another city and just say, okay, divvy it out to the missionaries that you think that should have it. No, we have each missionary that we support comes in. And we're supporting over 120 missionaries. And I'm not saying that bragging. What I'm saying is that we do that because we feel led of the Lord to do that. And the reason we have them come in and present their ministries, it gives us also an opportunity to know who they are, what they're doing, and what they believe. They give us their testimony about their salvation, their call, their training. Is this somewhat like what Paul's doing there with Peter right now, going over the last 3 years? And so we see that going on there. And I tell you what, if the Apostle Paul thought he should do it, who are the missionaries today to think, they don't need to do anything like that? So I kind of like that idea there. Now, when a missionary comes to our church, before he even arrives to be considered, I have some questions I ask. Usually it's about 5 questions. My first question is, what kind of music do you use personally and in church services? Contemporary, blended, or the old traditional fundamental style of music? Now, I said style of music. You say, why'd you say that? Well, first of all, godly music has its own style. It doesn't emulate the world. Whether it's hard rock, rap, country, or what have you, godly music has its own distinction. In the word holy is the idea of distinctiveness. And also tells us it doesn't have to have been written 100 years ago to qualify. The style can still be the same style of music and have great biblical words to it. It's when we get in the flesh that we desecrate the worship of God. And so I find out what kind of music they use personally as well as in church services. He says, well, why do you use personally? Because I find out if they listen to contemporary on their own private time, eventually it's going to work its way into their ministry. So I just eliminate them right there, and I've eliminated some from even coming to visit the church to present their ministry because of that. Now, secondly, we ask, do you hold to the Masoretic text of the Old Testament and the Textus Receptus of the New Testament? And you say, well, Pastor, you're always talking about the King James Bible. Yes, and those are the texts from which it was translated. Now, somebody that's going to France, somebody that's going to Germany, someone that's going to China or some other area of the globe, a King James Bible may be nice, but they don't read it. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.